Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bali is one of the most popular tourist destinations in the world. And one of the nicest places that you can stay in Bali is the Intercontinental Hotel in Jimbaran. Jimbaran is a fishing village and coastal resort area in the southwest of Bali. The Intercontinental Bali is a 5-star hotel with rooms averaging around $500 a night. So this is a beautiful resort and people visit the Intercontinental to relax and have a great time. And if you are working at the Intercontinental Bali, maybe you assume that the worst thing you'll ever have to deal with is an upset guest and maybe a bad review on TripAdvisor. At about 6:30 a.m. in the morning, the staff working at the Intercontinental Jimbaran, they receive a call. A guest tells them that he hears a call for help in the hallway. The hotel phone operator and staff, they probably assume it's some sort of accident. Maybe a guest having a medical emergency, and they grab a wheelchair and they run down. This takes some time because the hotel is huge, it's sprawling. And when they get there, they find a naked man covered in blood in the hotel corridor, and in the bathroom of his hotel room, they find his girlfriend, naked and dead. Hi, I'm Teddy and welcome to A Briefcase. Today, we're covering the mysterious deaths in the Bali Intercontinental that happened just months ago. This case starts with 22-year-old Cheng Jianan and 21-year-old Li Chiming. So Jianan was objectively really pretty and reasonably active on social media. Some reports have her as a student, and in other reports, they have her as a recent graduate. What her boyfriend, what Chiming did, was a little bit more vague. In some articles, they have him working in publishing, and in others, they have him working in business, but they don't specify exactly what the business is. But what I was able to find is that they had been dating for at least 2 to 3 years, and together they seemed pretty financially well off. For example, Chiming shared about some pretty nice cars on his social media, and they seemed to spend a lot of time traveling to nice places, staying in luxury hotels, which isn't too common for people starting out in their early 20s. And because of that, at first, people online speculated that he was a Fu Er Dai, which literally translates to rich second generation, aka he had mommy or daddy's money. And apparently that is not the case, and he was supposedly self-made, which would have been very impressive. So the couple, they arrive in Bali on 27th April, and this may not have been their first time in Bali because it seems that they visited Bali earlier the same year in March. They arrive in Bali on 27th April 2023, and at that time, they stay at a place referred to as the Mansion Hotel. And on research, this looks like another 5-star hotel in the Ubud area of Bali, which is a little bit more central, a little bit more landlocked. And apparently, during this time, during their stay at the Mansion Hotel, there are a couple of noteworthy things. The first thing is that a staff of the Mansion Hotel reports that she remembers seeing Chiming with a bleeding hand, and he actually told her that the reason that his hand was bleeding was because he had been in a fight with his girlfriend. So this is something a little bit alarming that we should take note of. Another is that Jianan, she ends up filing a police report because it turns out that her boyfriend had lost his passport. And after he lost his passport, they changed hotels. And we don't know if the change was because of the passport thing or if it was something that was planned beforehand. So we're going to fast forward to the day of the incident. It's 1st April 2023, and Jianan, she comes alone at first, and she checks in on 30th April at about 8:06 p.m. on her own. So this is the evening and it's probably a little bit after dinner. On 1st May at 17 minutes past midnight, so 12:07, Chiming shows up and he chills for a while at the lobby before his girlfriend shows up to bring him up to the room. They go to room 4223. At about 50 minutes past midnight, he leaves the room. We don't know why and we don't know what happens, but depending on the sources that you read, it differs a little bit. Some sources say that he goes out, he gets lost on his way back, and he actually knocks on his neighbor's door, room 4222, before he eventually finds his way back to the correct hotel room. Other sources say that he just takes a brief look at the other hotel room, room 4222, and that he doesn't knock on it. Now that's the only time that he leaves the room. At 1:17 a.m., maybe 20 to 30 minutes after he leaves and returns to the room, there's a room service delivery and there isn't any issue. And I believe the delivery included at least 5 beer bottles, but we don't know what else was delivered. So after that, we don't know what happens between the time after the room service delivery and around 6 a.m. But we do know that they drank the 5 bottles of beer together. At 6:32 a.m, he's seen on CCTV, naked, alone, and crawling on the floor for 20 minutes. It seems that the staff is unaware, and it seems that maybe they don't have people monitoring the CCTV, because 20 minutes is a long time. Based on the evidence, it's also reported that he died 20 minutes later at 6:55 a.m. He was found with at least 20 stab wounds, including wounds on his neck and his legs, with 2 of the major cuts to his neck and his left leg. He was covered in bruises, water, and blood, and they believe that he died from loss of blood because of the injuries to his neck. They find Jianan in the bathtub. She was also naked. She was covered in scratches and bruises all over her forehead, right shoulder, forearms, and knees, and lower legs. And she also had bruises on her neck and foam in her nose and mouth. So it looked like she had been beaten very badly. Some sources used the word torture. And she did not die from strangulation, which was speculated at first because of the bruises around her neck. The Straits Times, they reported it as she died from drowning in the tub. Now, this also varies from news article to news article. So the more commonly reported one is that another guest called to report somebody calling for help in the hallway. And in another version, which may just be because of mistranslation, is that they received a distress call from the room. So that might just have been a mistranslation. Now, when the police investigated this case, they found that all of their belongings were in good condition, there was nothing stolen, and what's interesting is that there weren't any traces of other people in the room. There wasn't any blood, fingerprints, or DNA that didn't belong to the couple or staff. They also confirmed that the couple were not drugged or on any kind of other substances. So because of the international attention on the case, I believe that the Balinese police, they were under a lot of pressure to solve this quickly. And I believe by mid-May, so just maybe a week or two after, they announced their conclusion. And they said that it was a murder-suicide. The police believed that Lee Chiming beat and then drowned his girlfriend in the tub of the hotel room. And then after that, he committed suicide by breaking a beer bottle and stabbing himself all over his neck and his body. And then the speculation is that he regretted committing suicide, which is why he crawled out of the hotel room into the hallway. And many people, including his mom, including friends of the couple, they were very upset by this conclusion. And I think that one thing that makes this so unbelievable, especially from what I've read online, is the fact that he would have randomly stabbed himself all over his body with a beer bottle. Because most of the time when people are committing suicide, not that I'm qualified, but usually they just slash their wrists or choose a specific area to cut themselves with. And many people also question Why he dragged himself out onto the corridor after stabbing himself. Friends and family of the couple, they don't believe that Chiu Ming would have done such a thing. And of course, if it's untrue, this would have been basically dragging a dead man's name in the mud. And the other thing is that the police did not state the reason why they would have had this conflict, why they would have had a fight bad enough for them to have a murder-suicide. But of course, this is like the official conclusion to the case. Now online, especially on Chinese media like Douyin or Xiaohongshu, there are threads and even YouTube videos, full videos, speculating about what could have happened. And this is all just information that I've taken from the internet. And these are, of course, all just internet theories. The first one and the most common one is that Chiu Ming, the boyfriend, was involved in some shady business because it's never specified exactly how he made his money. So they theorized that he was involved in some gang activity and is speculated that he got involved with the wrong people and eventually a hit was put out on him and his girlfriend was just collateral damage. And this is the one that's talked about most when you look at Chinese social media, especially when you consider the fact that they are young, they have so much money and they seem to have quite a lot of freedom, which is unusual. They also use the fact that there was no other DNA found and that there was nothing stolen and there wasn't any evidence of a break-in to show that this would have been a professional hit. And maybe the reason why he dragged himself into the corridor is because he knew that a professional assassin, a professional killer, would know that there was CCTV in the corridor and wouldn't want to be caught. So that's the first theory and the most common theory. The second one, and this one is a little bit more unusual, and I had to dig a bit more to find this, is that this may have been a supernatural case. And the theory brings in the fact again that there wasn't any DNA found and that everything else in the room seemed untouched. And of course, Bali is a very spiritual and supernatural place, but I think this is a much more unlikely theory, and this one is kind of reaching as well. But again, these are all just the two main theories I found on the internet. And the official ruling is that this was a murder-suicide. Because of this case and a number of other incidents involving Chinese tourists in the region, a lot of travel agencies have reported of a drop in bookings and a rise in people actually cancelling their trips. While there is an official reason to their deaths, as a completely personal and unqualified opinion, I find that very hard to believe. And to me, the internet theory, it's more believable that this was a professional hit. And part of it includes covering up the real cause of death. But this is, again, just an internet theory. So what do you think really happened? You can leave a comment in the Spotify comments below and we'll get to it. And I think for this particular case as well, I'll also leave a poll below for the more common theories. Now, because we don't get too many comments, I also think it would be kind of nice to start reading out the comments from past episodes. So the last episode, we got a comment from Alex Silvano, forgive me if I'm pronouncing it wrong, on what background music was being used at the 5:50 mark, because it's the same energy as when you get good news, which is nice to hear. And it's just music taken from Epidemic Sound. The name is Miles and Miles by Joseph Bel Habib. In the comment, he also says, I also love your podcast. Something about how you talk feels familiar. Well, my friend, maybe we do know each other in real life. Maybe we've worked together. Maybe we've passed each other on the street. You don't know. And as always, you can find me at A Briefcase Podcast on Instagram and online at abriefcasepodcast.com. And do remember to join us next week for another briefcase.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.